The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Chaf Tes, Tammuz, 21st of July, Rav Moshe Bunim Kraus, Korea and Corona, lining related issues in the current situation. Good morning, Moirev Rabbeisai. This time we're speaking from remote. But Baruch Hashem, Torah is carrying on. I just wanted to start off with a short message in the current situation. As we know, Klal Yisrael have been through a mageifa, and Hashem Baruch Hu should help us, and we should get out of it. We should be nechlet from the Torah as soon as possible. We learned recently with the mageifa, after the story of Korach, Moshe told Aaron to take the ketores, and thereby, through this, save Klal Yisrael from dying. And he did so, and the mageifa stopped. What's the special secret of Ketores? The Sforim bring down from the Zohar HaKadosh that Ketores is Meloshen Kotar, to tie, Kesher, because Ketores brings about a Kesher connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ketores, the Targum of Kosha is Kotar, to tie. Ketores ties us with Hashem. Any kesher we have with Hashem brings life. V'aftem advekem Hashem elekeichem chayim kolchem ayoyim. Being dovek to Hashem brings life. So the Ketores was and is matzil from Moves. How can we be mekasher ourselves, connect ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through the Torah HaKadosha, through Dveikus to Torah, that means Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, David HaMelech knew he was going to die on Shabbos, so he made sure not to interrupt his learning the whole day. The only way the Malach HaMavis could take his life was by interrupting him from his learning. The Gemara tells us he made a noise out in the garden, David HaMelech went out to check what's going on, and even so, he continued his learning until eventually the Satan made him go up a ladder and one of the rungs broke and he fell and he lost his concentration for a second and then he died. As long as David HaMelech was connected and Dovuk to Torah, he was connected and Dovuk to Hashem, and the Malach HaMavis had no shlita on him. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has carried on learning Torah. Start the day the Torah way has started his continued learning Torah in all matzavim. Surely there's no question that was a major part in helping that the mageifa should be ne'etzara. And as we know, it's not completely ne'etzara. Hashem should help us to soon come to, everybody should be nitzel from any tzara. Sad, Yogam Anocha, and obviously we're waiting for the ultimate Geula. The 9 days are coming up shortly for Mashiach Tidkenu, which will bring us Yeshua from all the Tzaras Klal Yisrael are going through. Korea and Corona. Baruch Hashem, most shuls, all shuls have restarted, but not all people have actually gone back to shuls. But we're speaking here with regard to the issues which can crop up in shuls. There are a few distancing related issues and surface related issues which we need to deal with by the instructions of the government and by the doctors. We should still keep distancing. And when it comes to Nalia, it's difficult to distance the Balkeir from the Oila. So most places have made a screen which separates the Baal Keira from the Oila. So that doesn't present any issue. That's fine. So let's first speak about the going up and holding the Sefer Torah. The general guidance, at least in this country, is that by touching surfaces, the germs can spread, chas v'sholem, and one can have contact with this virus. So should one not hold the Atzei Chaim? So let's first see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, Sif Yud Aleph, HaKoreh BaTorah Tzorich Lechoiz B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Brocha. One should hold the Sefer Torah at the time of the Brocha. And the Ramah writes, V'somchu minagzeh amashenema b'Yeshua, the smach of this minig is from the Pasuk in Yeshua, Layomush Sefer Torah zeh mipicha chazak v'emot. This Sefer Torah should never leave your mouth, hold on to it tight. For here we have an asmachta that one is supposed to hold the Sefer Torah at the time of the Brocha, and the Pasuk can bring throughout the Aliyah, one should hold the Sefer Torah. Al pi Kabbalah, it's written, the Magen Avraham brings to hold with both hands during the Brocha and to take the left hand off after the Brocha. But what it says in Shulchan Aruch is at least to hold it with one hand. That's the main halacha that's written in the Shulchan Aruch. What about in the present situation where it might not be advisable to hold, well, certainly it's not advisable to hold on to the Sefer Torah, the one beforehand, one afterwards, one perhaps spreading this virus, chas v'sholem. So I spoke to my father, Shlita, Diane Krause, in Manchester, and he said that it's better not to hold, even though this is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, this inyan, but in the current situation, it's better not to. Since this inyan of holding is not ma'akev, therefore, one should look after one's health and chashash takona. I just wanted to be moisif and elaborate and explain a few points here. One point is that we're actually not talking here about a halacha. You see from the lashon of the Ramah that it's only a minig, even though it's an early minig. But it says v'nira, he says the lashon of Ramah, sorry, is akoira. The lashon of Ramah says somchu min hagzeh amashnema b'shua. So it seems to be a minig. So even the Ramah tells us it's a minig. It's not a halacha. So if a person has an eitzah, he can sanitize the hands beforehand and afterwards, and he'll remember to do so, then matoiv umanoim, then that obviously would be an option. But if that's not practical, or a person's choshish is going to forget, then yes, it's better not to hold because of the, it's not ma'akiv, like my father Shlita said, and our moisiv is only a minig, so therefore one should not do this inyan. Now, the question is, what's about the klal of Shomer Mitzvah Leyeda Dovara? There is a klal, this is a posik in Keheles, in Perek Ches Posik Hei, which says Shomer Mitzvah Leyeda Dovara. No bad will come from doing a mitzvah. So, what does that mean in practical terms? Does that mean we can go ahead and put ourselves into a type of remote, perhaps not a sakana, which is korov, which is likely, but perhaps something like this, where it's more unlikely, perhaps one would be allowed to take the risk, relying on the schus of the mitzvah. And we find that in Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim Simen Tof Nun Hei, the Ramah brings down that the minig is, as is brought down in other places, in Yeridea, if lo yaleinu there's a mace, the house of the mace, one pours out the water because of sakona. So Ramah discusses in Erechaim Tof Nun Hei in Hilchus Matzus, what's about if this water was Mayim Shalonu, water which one had geshept, one grew it for the matzahs of mitzvah, and then Leilenu, somebody died in the house, what does one do with the water? should one pour it out? Says the Ramah, and this comes from a Mordechai, that Shema Mitzvah Le'yedid Avarah. Therefore, we need not throw out the water. And the Mishmura brings that the Taz says that, in fact, one should not pour out the water. That would be as if one's indicating that one does not rely on this skula of Shema Mitzvah Le'yedid Avarah. Others argue, Mishmura brings, others say one can, but certainly there is a recorded heter, a recorded shmira of doing a mitzvah. So we need to look into this inyan and discuss whether that might be a reason to keep on the minig of holding on to the Atzei Chaim, despite the fact that there might be a element of sakana. We cannot say it's shchicha zeka baruch Hashem in the current climate. You cannot say shchicha zeka. So would that be a heter? So I discussed it with my father Shlita. He said it's difficult to say it's not shchicha hezeka. One doesn't know what the future brings. One minute to the other, one's not clear about how this works. So to say it's definitely not shchicha hezeka, certainly very remote, you can't really say that. So it's difficult to rely on that heter to say where we don't know how likely it is. That's the first issue. I wanted to be moistif, add on another point that would also be very pertinent in this situation, not to rely on the Shema Mitzvah Layeda Dovara. And that is the Tshuva's base Sha'arim says a very important point. He says Shema Mitzvah Layeda Dovara is a Shmira for the one who's doing the Mitzvah. It's not a Shmira for somebody else. So Reuven cannot do an action which would put Shimon at risk if Reuven is doing a mitzvah and Shimon is not. It has to be the one who's actually in the sakana, he's the one doing the mitzvah. So if Reuven is putting himself, he's putting Shimon in sakana. He talks about bris mila. To do bris mila on a child who there's a chashash, he might die from the mila. So the father, perhaps, who's doing the bris mila, is doing the mitzvah. Or the moel, he's doing the mitzvah. The son's not doing the mitzvah. Do you say Shem Mitzvah Le'ed Davarah? She says, no, you can't say that, because the one who's doing the mitzvah is not the one who's at risk. Okay, one that can discuss this inyan, perhaps bris mila is a mitzvah of son, and perhaps that's different because shchicha zeka, it's more likely. Okay, one can pilpul about the actual raya he brings. But the soy that he does say is extremely mistaba and is very... as something which we can understand very logically, which is that the heter of Shema Mitzvah Davarah is the one who does the mitzvah, not the one who might be affected by him. So therefore, in the current situation, where a person, by putting himself in the sakana of getting this virus, is mamela going to affect others as well, chas v'shalom, and put them at risk, there's no heter b'chlal. They're very nice. Okay, he's doing a mitzvah by Kriyas HaTorah, but it doesn't mean it'll be a shmira for the next person who he might speak to in the middle of wherever it might be. Nothing to do with the mitzvah. So therefore, we cannot apply this heter at all of a Shema Mitzvah Davarah. And therefore, we're back to the main point, which is that we're dealing here with a mitzvah which is there's a chashash of causing damage, and therefore one should not do this hidur minig of holding the Sefer Torah if there's a chance that, you know, it might lead, like I say, if a person can sanitize, then it's something different. But otherwise, better not to hold on. Now, standing next to the Baal Koira, the person who has the Aliyah stands next to the Baal Koira. So like we mentioned, there's an Eitzah. Many places have introduced this Eitzah to put a plastic screen between the two. So that's a solution. Now, what about once one has finished one's aliyah? Generally, the minig is that once one finishes one's aliyah, one stays there for a short while. Let's look at the makor of this halacha. It says in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Zayin, the Ramah says, "V'lo yered achiyale kva haroy likris acharov," that the one who has the aliyah should wait there and not run away, as it were, from the bima, should not go immediately down from the bima, even though he's finished his bracha and he's not needed anymore to be there at all. He's finished his mitzvah and he's all done. But nevertheless, he should stay there till the next one comes up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason is Mishum covered of the Sefer. Not to leave the Sefer on its own, as it were.
Kol Halashon.
There might be, obviously the Baal Kol is still there, but for him to go down would show a type of disrespect. As leaving it just with one person there, that is not sufficient. So he should stay there till the next person comes up. Now, according to that minhag, it will be sufficient just to stay there till he comes up and then go down. Once the other person has arrived at the bima, the next person, the one before, can go down. However, Mishmur brings Hamadaktikim, the ones who are Madaktik, Choshishim, they're worried, Shabaderech, La Yuchulu Lishmoya HaKriya, Kohagan. They will not be able to listen to Kriya HaTorah properly because they're just busy going down from their Aliyah, and they won't be able to listen properly. That they wait till the second one has finished his Kriyas HaTorah and then they go down. That's the minhag, which is extremely prevalent, which is a prevalent minhag, that one waits till the end of the Kriya of the second one, the one after one's own Aliyah, and then during his bracha one can go down already. So what's nowadays in the present situation? Obviously, Meheri, Bona, Mikdash, Meheri, everything should be okay. What's nowadays? There's no screen between the two people who are standing alongside the Baal Koira. They're going to be near each other. So again, if it's clear that the person can stay at the Bima, perhaps slightly away from it, in a way that he's doing the correct social distancing measures, then by all means. But some places are quite, there's not so much space, and he's going to be within the distancing area of the person who's at a nearby table. It doesn't always work. What should we do about this issue? Should we say, better go down? Or should we say, no, let's stay up? Because perhaps it's very important to stay alongside the Baal Koira. So you can see already from the way the Mishmur brings it down, that again, this is absolutely not a chiyuv. And it's a minhag, like Mishmur himself stresses, a minhag lehamtin ashiyaschal hasheni abrocha. It's a minhag to wait till the second person starts the brocha. And those who stay even longer, because they're worried that they won't be able to concentrate, it's called medaktikim. So certainly, I discussed this with my father Shlita as well. He also said the same thing. He said that, yes, it's better to go down and not to stay there. Unless, like we said, where it's a clear area where one can stay safe and sound, then one can stay there. But otherwise, it's more advisable to be mavata on this hiddur and go down as soon as the next one. One should wait till the next one's there already. As he comes, one can go. Now, the Gabba, that doesn't really need speaking about. The Gabba, to do his aliyahs, he doesn't need to stand by the bima to make the aliyahs. He can call up from a table which is nearby. He doesn't need to stand there. He can stand at a table. His place can be at the table next to the bima, or he can swap over. He can change with somebody during the aliyahs. He should stand there near the bima, and he can call it. It doesn't have to be on the bima right next to the Baal Koira because of it. But there is a point which still needs to be discussed, and that is, in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Dalid, the Mechaber says that one needs to have two people at least at the Bima. The Baal Koira should never be there on his own. Shulchan Aruch says that, for example, if the Baal Koira took the first Aliyah, let's say the Baal Koira was a Kohen, he took the first Aliyah, so it's not necessarily anybody going to be there at all. He says, the Mechaber says, that one should not be on one's own. One has to be, it says, tzorich, you need to have somebody next to you. So we said already that this is usually possible because of the screen. What happens if Lemaisa, the Baal Koira, is the first Oila, he's a Kohen, and there's nobody else there with him? And like we said, the Gabba generally, what's Meyuatz, the thing which is advisable, is not to stand there at the Bima, so there's going to be nobody there with him. So then it's important for the Gabba or somebody else to quickly go there and stand next to him on the other side of the screen, even though he's not getting the Aliyah, but somebody should be there with him on the other side of the screen because of health issues. But you need two people there. As long as the the health considerations allow, one has to keep what it says in Shulchan Aruch to the utmost. Where there's no risk, of course, we have to do what the Shulchan Aruch tells us. It's only when there's a question of risk to life that one has to start thinking of kulav. So what's possible is possible. So he should go there, the Gabbai should go there and stand there on the other side of the screen or somebody else to make sure that there are two people there. That's a very important point to bear in mind. Now going back to this din of the Shulchan Aruch, that you need somebody else to be there with you. The Mishabura brings that you need a third person as well. It's the Mishabura brings B'Shem Masecha Seifrim, which is the time of the Tanoim, that the Minig was, and it's a Minig Kadmineinu, again it's a Minig, it's not an absolute Chiev, but it is a Minig Kodum, to ensure that there are three people by the Bima. Most places I've seen are makbid on this, and if one's not, one certainly should be makbid on it. It's got a makor in Masechah Seifrim, it's a minhag kodum to make sure there are three people there standing there. What's the inyan of three people? So Mishabura brings two reasons for this. From the Masechah Seifrim, it would appear that the inyan is keneged the shloshes avos, the three avos. And the Baal Kor should be in the middle, and the other two people, the Gabba and the one who's had the Aliyah, should be flanking him on either side. A Gabba should know this. He should be on the left side of the Baal Kor, since the minhag generally is that the Oyla is on the right of the Baal Kor. The Gabba should be on the left of the Baal Kor. Some places do it the other Baal Kor. The Gabba's on the other side, on the right of the Baal Kor. It wouldn't be in place, it wouldn't fit in with this Sechel Sofim, which says the Baal Kor should be in the middle. It's important for the Gabba to know to be on the left. That's one reason. And another reason, the Levush, Mishmur brings from the Levush, that the Inyan, what's the Inyan of having two people at the Bima? So the reason is, Mechaba says, because it's reminiscent, this is Zeichah to the time of Kabbalah HaTorah itself, where we received it via Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the sirusu, the agent between us and Hashem. So, to remember this inyan, to symbolize that we're now also dealing with a type of a Kabbalah HaTorah, we have somebody there next to the Baal Kor, next to the Oyla. The main thing is that the one who has the Aliyah is the one who is receiving the Torah, and the one who's standing there is Mamokah Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the transmitter of the Torah from Hashem to the person who's had the Aliyah. So therefore one has two people there. Says the Mishabura that the Levush says to have a third person as well there, Kaviyachol Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the way it works is the Gabba is Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the one who commands people to come up, Yale, Yamoid, Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's commanding. The Baal Kor is Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who's transmitting it, and the one who has the Aliyah, he's the one who's receiving it. Okay, so there's a very choshev inyan to have three people there. So, when we spoke about earlier that the Oyla goes down when the next one comes up, one's not fulfilling this inyan. But like we said, Be'ez Hashem, when everything is Kutsurosai, when there's a perfect world, I don't know if that can happen, but when everything's okay, then of course one has to make sure one keeps this inyan of three people. But, again, where it's a question of minig, and as we said, even though it's a minig kodum, but it's still only a minig, Masechah Seifrim brings it down as such. And therefore, again, I discussed it with my father, and he said, no, like we mentioned earlier, one should go down. So one's going down, leaving only two people there, but in the situation, that's the better option of the, rather than putting oneself in a matzav of chashash sakona, of whatever may be, illness, etc., etc. No, it's better to go down, like we mentioned earlier. So like we said, a person that once has had the Aliyah should go down. As soon as the other one has come up, he should go down. Another point I wanted to add on when it comes to the issue of Shema Mitzvah Leida Dovarah, whether to rely on it or not in this situation, another point to mention is that the Masham in Das Torah brings in that halacha in Siman Tov Nun Hei about Mayim Shalonu pouring it out, he personally holds that we do not say shemitzel davara by with a mitzvah de midrabbanan, only mitzvah min haTorah, which is a big chiddush. It's a mitzvah. And he brings himself, the Primogodim argues, and says, even with a mitzvah drabbanan, we also say shem mitzvah de davara. So with a mitzvah drabbanan, the Primogodim says it's okay, but it's again not absolutely plain sailing. It's not absolutely clear. It's not straightforward. So therefore, it is mistabel l'chayyeh to say that when it comes to a minig, which is less than a mitzvah midrabbanan, it could be that everyone would agree that we haven't got the koyach of shem mitzvah le'edah davara. It's not a mitzvah. It's a very gavaltik azach to do, but perhaps it's not quite at the madrega of a mitzvah to have the koyach to rely on it and say that it can save us because of the mitzvah. If it's a minig, it's a mitzvah. It's almost a mitzvah because it's a minig which Kli Yisrael are all doing. One has to do it. It's not on the madrega of a mitzvah. So possibly one can suggest that we would not be able to use the shmirah of shem mitzvah le'edah davara at all. When it comes to hagba and glila, so many places try to get the goylel to be a member of the same family as the hagba. So the hagba could be the father, and the goylel does the glila as the son. The same families are together with each other the whole time, so they're okay. Even if they do breathe on each other a little bit, come too close, that's okay. Otherwise, it's a very difficult thing what to do. So that's the best answer, to get the hagba and glila the same family. Question is, there's a din with aliyahs. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Sivav, that you're not supposed to call up two brothers, one after the other, and also a father and a son, a grandfather with a grandfather, the grandson, ben achaben, one should not call up one after the other. What's about with hagba and glila? It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that it should apply to hagba and glila as well. However, the Shuvas Avnei Chayfetz, brought down in the Shomer Son of Balacha, says it applies to Hagba Glila as well, not to a father and a son. However, it's not really a problem at all, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, the whole Indian of calling up two brothers is not a halacha, it's Mishma Ayin Hora. Ayin Hora, the two brothers come up together. Ayin Hora, but nevertheless, one has to keep it. One's not allowed to call up because of Ayin Hora. It's not a halacha, it's Ayin Hora. So therefore, it says in the Poskim, that if one does not call up by name, there's no Ayin Hora. However, the Mishmur brings, if the general minig is to call up by name, and you suddenly don't call up by name, that itself will make people to start talking. But for instance, in places where they don't call up the Maftir, the Mishmur brings, some places don't call up the Maftir by name, then it's okay to call up the Maftir, even though it's a brother of the one who's had the Shvi, because the name is not mentioned in any case, they don't call up by name. So when it comes to Hagman Glila, one doesn't call it by name generally, so therefore there's no problem. If it will be a place where one calls up by name, then might be a problem. And even places which don't call up by name, the Kafah Chaim says that the places where you don't call up by name, going back to, let's say, aliyahs, you don't call up the mafti by name, but to give a mishaberach is also a problem, because you're still mentioning the name, so you're not supposed to give a mishaberach either. So it comes to Yom Neroah, in some places, Hagman Glila, they either call them up by name or at least give a mishaberach. So in the present situation, it's mistaba that if you don't call it by name and don't give a mishaberach, at least to the second one, it'll be okay. Even though we mentioned that, you know, by not making the mishaberach, it'll bring Ayin Hara, but this is the whole thing here, is a chiddush of the Sefer Avnei Chayfetz. And therefore, if at least one doesn't say the Mishaberech, doesn't call it by name, at least the second one, then the Chayra could be makeful. Befrat, the Chayra, I haven't found this clearly, but it's very mistabber that the whole Indian of Ayin Hara is only where there's a choice. If there's no choice, no Ayin Hara. Just imagine you have a minion where the seven brothers and, you know, or nine brothers and one stranger, you know, mistab is that you can call one after the other. The only Ayin Hara is if you give him, when you have a choice of giving somebody else an alin, you give him. So it's mistab al-khayra. So, but that's definitely an eitzah, certainly allowed if there's no, if the derech is not to call up the Hagman Glila by name and not to give him a shmerech, then certainly okay. If it is a derech, I still think that one can be maker in the current situation to call up at least not to give the second one by not to call him by name and not to make a mishpach for him as well. Kol tov, Rabbi Isai. Shkarech.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.